Well, good morning and good day. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Get More Clients. I'm your host, Lynn Whitbeck. Business owners and entrepreneurs hire me to ignite winning sales because most are chasing down leads, lack client retention, conversion, and profit. The mission of this show is to educate, inspire, and motivate women and men around the world to build a robust sales strategy to get more clients, because many can't get more clients and haven't a clue why. You will learn to transform thinking to the client perspective, eliminate the lengthy, chaotic sales cycle to ignite your sales and unleash lasting profits. You will also have the opportunity to connect with me further to see how I can support you beyond today. So I recently was working with a client. They flew me in to do referral and review training for their team at the very beginning of June. It was the very first week of June. It was a two-hour on-site training. All of their team members participated in the training, but it was especially important for those team members who interact with their clients every day, day to day, or week to week, as the case may be. Well, at the end of August, they had their best month ever because asking for referrals and reviews when appropriate for your business, your type of business, are the most effective, the shortest path to client acquisition, and the most profitable way to get more sales, get more clients. This is absolutely true, and I'm going to go through all of this today with you. Now, last week, I shared how to keep your client VIPs hooked with quarterly business reviews. And today, I will show you why the three R's of referrals accelerate your business growth. Your business can become more effective by 50% when you implement referrals in your sales process. If you don't already ask for referrals, and most of you don't, then you are simply losing money every year. By the end of today's show, you will know how to use the EAR methodology to grow your business, why seeding referrals from the beginning of your relationship is crucial, and what script and template tips I have to share that will help you easily ask for and secure referrals. By systematically implementing referrals into your process, you will serve more people, shorten your sales cycle, increase sales profit, and woohoo, make more money. All right. So, you know, this may sound rhetorical, but why do you want to ask for referrals? So I want to ask you that, because let's take a step back. In my corporate career, I didn't ask for referrals. And it was literally because I didn't think about it. I received referrals and introductions from my clients, but I never systematically asked for it. When I look back on all of the missed opportunities and additional sales I could have easily acquired. Now, I was really pretty darn busy with my sales. I had a very big book of business, but still, it sort of blows my mind. So you want to ask for more referrals on another couple levels. This is going to allow you to serve more people. When you truly provide a product or service that makes a difference, that creates impact, that helps your client directly, their team, their clients, their community, of course you want to serve more people. It will shorten your sales cycle. Referrals are the fastest path to client acquisition because they have an element of trust already built in, which we'll be discussing. Referral sales are also more profitable. Once again, they already have trust built in. They've been referred to you by a trusted resource, right? And when you sell more and it's more profitable, well, you make more money. So, fun fact. Did you know that referral leads convert 30% better than leads generated from other marketing channels? That's right. If you just go through your existing clients and start asking for referrals, you have got a treasure trove of new business waiting for you. In addition to this immediate result, there is more value generated across the lifetime of the relationship. Referral leads are not only easier to close, but they truly help your business in the long run. Now you may say, well, why? Because people who are referred to you already have that element of trust built in. They had a peer, a friend, a family member who gave them your information. They referred you. Referral leads also have a better idea of your product or service. They're already looking for or actively seeking a solution because that's why they were then passed along and introduced to you with your information, because it came up in a conversation, right? And they already have a good first impression before they ever talk to you, because once again, their trusted resource, their friend, their family member, a peer recommended you. Now, here's another bonus fact. People who are referred to you give you more referrals. So data reveals that they are 4 times more likely to provide you with fresh referrals. And referral clients tend to be stickier. You increase client retention 10 to 20% with those clients who become referrers, because they're putting their name on the line, referring you to other business. So they truly believe in your product or service. They're a loyal client. Referral leads are not only easier to close, but they truly do help your business in the long run. And how and what is the methodology around asking for referrals? Well, it's the EAR methodology. The E is to earn the right. You need to create a wow experience. When you deliver a delightful experience for your clients, they are happy and eager to provide reciprocity in the form of referrals. And you have the confidence of knowing you have delivered great service or great product, earning the right to ask for the referral. Now, here's the thing. This is the really key thing. E-earn. I cannot tell you how many times I've been in like networking events, either in person or virtual, and you're introduced to people, and maybe you go around the room and everyone's going to say who they are, what they do, and what they're looking for. And how many times I've had people I don't know at all, I've literally just met them in this either virtual space or on site, and they ask for referrals. They have not earned the right. Now, there is a very big distinction also between introductions and referrals. A referral says that you confidently can recommend this product or service to someone else. That is a referral. An introduction is where I introduce Sally to Tom, or Tom to Sally. That is not the same thing as telling Sally, Sally, Tom has the incredible service. This is what you told me that you need and you're looking for. This is Tom's contact information. I highly recommend you work with him, and this is why. I mean, there's a big difference between introductions and referrals. So if you're ever in that networking room, do not ask for a referral because you have not earned the right. Okay. Now, the A for the EAR methodology is ask. EAR, ask, ask. So here we are. We're going to ask for the referral. And I have to tell you that there is so much around asking, but one thing is that when people have made a decision to move forward with the sale, there is an opportunity right then and there within that first 48 hours to ask for a referral, because you've earned the right, because they've made a decision to purchase from you, even if you haven't begun to work with them. And data reveals that that 48-hour window is an optimal time to be asking for a referral. But here's the thing. Remember my little quick story about back in my corporate career, I didn't ask? If you don't ask, you don't get. Now, I did get referrals, but I would have gotten so many more if I'd simply asked. And at the very beginning, I told you about my client who flew me down to provide referral and review training for their team members. And in 3 short months, at the end of month 3, 90 days, they had their best sales month ever because they were asking for reviews and referrals after they had earned the right. All right. What's the R? Well, you want to recognize and reward your clients for the referral. And there are many, many ways to do this. But here's the key, is you want to reward behavior you want repeated and to provide something that's of value to the client. Now, this does not mean that it needs to be super expensive. You're not going to give your client a trip to Tahiti. I mean, maybe if you're selling multi-million dollar products, but you know, in most cases, it's going to be a token of your appreciation. This could be very effectively done and a heartfelt thank you note for their business because you are thanking them and you appreciate the referral that they've provided. It can also be in 3 months later where you follow up with them and let them know how that referral went, you know, and thanking them again for the referral that you gave Sally to Tom and how that worked out. Or in this case, how Sally gave you the referral to Tom. The key, as I said, is that it's something of value to the client. People like to be thanked and appreciated. It's that simple. But it can also be, you can throw in a Starbucks card for a free coffee, coffee on me, whatever it happens to be. Offering a reward increases referral likelihood, but the size of the reward does not matter, as long as your client perceives it as desirable. And I really want to hone in on this because it is just such an important concept of the very simple, basic thank you in a handwritten note that you send to them. It shows that you took your time, you express your gratitude and your appreciation. It's going to be very well received. All right. Well, you may be thinking, well, this all sounds wonderful, but how the heck am I don't know how to ask for referrals. I'm not really sure where to even start. And that comes with the process. You need to have a process in place so that you seed referrals from that very first time that you meet someone. And I call this seeding, and this is seeding referrals and, when it's appropriate, asking for reviews. Every business is different. In some cases, you're going to love having those reviews, and everyone wants to have those testimonials on their website, quotes that they can use in presentations, et cetera. But those seeding this in your sales process. And by incorporating referrals into your sales process, it is a secret to your success. Because asking for a referral is really not about asking for it too soon, as long as you're either seeding it because you haven't earned the right, or then when you're asking, when you have earned the right. But it's putting the idea in your potential client, your future client's mind from the beginning. So, and it really should become part of your sales DNA. So as you're beginning to build rapport with a new client, you want to plant these seeds for a future referral. And so I've got some examples I'm going to provide you, and I'm going to go dive a little deeper into that as well. But when you first have met someone, you may say, you know, It's so wonderful working with you. So many of my clients are referrals, and I don't usually get this kind of rapport with someone I've just met. Right? So working that in, that most of your business comes from referrals in the early part of meeting them, even in the first conversation, lays the groundwork. It's putting the foundation in point. It's planting the seed that most of your business comes from referrals. And this is really going to help you with each stage, because now you've planted that seed and you're going to fertilize that seed. So you can do that when you're having those initial meetings with the client and you've gone from that initial spark and now you're building rapport to the decision-making phase. And in that decision-making phase, you can add more fertilizer to that process. And this is a great way, once they've made that decision and they said, yes, you know, I am super happy that you're now part of my network. And just to let you know, everyone in my network, whether they start out as you or have been referred to me, gets the same laser focus on your specific needs. Now, right there, I've set the stage to ask for the referral. And you can use this whether or not they've made the decision yet, or once they have made the decision, now you can tack on the next part to ask for the referral. And you want to, after the sale, you want to build multiple nurturing follow-ups that include asking for referrals. Now, this includes asking for reviews. No matter what type of business you have, it may, instead of calling it a review, you may ask for a testimonial. But having reviews on the Better Business Bureau, Google My Business, LinkedIn, all of that influences other people who are considering working with you. So reviews and testimonials are important. And in some types of businesses, such as D2C, where they may be looking on Yelp, or they may be looking on Nextdoor, or whatever the product or service with the latest and greatest is. One time it was Angie's List. I think they just call it Angie's now. That's another great place to have people put those referrals for you. And you want to make sure that you make it easy when you've earned the right to be asking for that. And once again, if you're specifically asking for testimonials and or reviews, if it's reviews, always ask for a 5-star review, because that's what you want. You want a 5-star review. Now, so here's an example that you can ask for right after the sale. Who do you know in your world who can use my service? Now, you can pause. You have to pause. You have to let them think about it and wait for a response. It's really important that you let them think about it and respond. Don't speak. Don't put words in their mouth. Let them formulate a response. And often, because you've been nurturing the seeds of a referral all along the journey, they may already have someone in mind. Whether they do or not, you can use this statement or a version of it. So if they say, you know, I can't think of anybody right now, you know, I'm sure that most likely you're going to think of somebody 5 minutes from now, this next week, a month from now. When that occurs, please don't hesitate to send them my way.